Yakuza Tipica 3DS and Yakuza Pervasia.
It was not easy for many Kosovars to watch the man they regard as a patriot and war hero appear before the Hague Tribunal. But Agim Gruda, a basketball coach, said he felt immense pride in the way the former prime minister conducted himself.
But when I listened about this man, I have been very, very proud that he decided to go to find a pacific way to go there.
Other people here in the capital, however, are outraged that Mr. Haradinaj has been charged with crimes for a war that most Kosovars feel was a proper response to Serbian repression. They resent their former prime minister being in the same court as Slobodan Milosevic, the Serbian leader who has been charged with genocide. Journalist Valon Silla applauds what he calls Mr. Haradinaj's statesmanlike action of acting immediately and voluntarily going to The Hague to defend himself. But Mr. Silla worries about the uncertain political situation created by Mr. Haradinaj's resignation and departure less than a week ago.
The bad thing is that he left Kosovo in a critical situation where now we don't know who is going to be the prime minister. We don't know, is this coalition going to work? 2005 in Kosovo is a very political year. We need to fulfill some standards. And all this Hague affair is being more of an obstacle for us than a justice.
Diplomats here likewise praise Mr. Haradinaj for the manner in which he responded to the war crimes indictment. They are especially pleased that he urged the people to remain calm and avoid any violent action that could upset Kosovar Albanians' determination to win United Nations support for full independence. Barry Wood, VOA News, Pristina.